I am joined by my award-winning buddy in banter, Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Not an Oscar, Matt, but that was an amazing evening last night in terms of walls coming down. And anyone who's watched the show saw this, but let me play that moment. I really need to comment on the way Jane Fonda, who is so spectacular at 80, knows the drama of, and importance of the moment once she's got that envelope open.
And the Oscar goes to Parasite.
So that was history being made.
Absolutely. 92 years of Oscars, and there had never been a foreign language film awarded Best Picture, and now there is. Parasite, the Korean social thriller that has really taken the industry by storm. I mean, if you had talked to people, even as late as last fall, it was, yeah, people liked the movie, but there wasn't this momentum behind it. And by the end of award season, it had won the Ensemble Award at the SAG Awards. It crossed over to get multiple Oscar nominations, not just the International Film category. And then lo and behold, four Oscars, Picture, Director, Screenplay, and the International Oscar.
Yeah, I mean, this was the first Oscar nomination for a South Korean film also. The first win, obviously, the ecstasy in South Korea is intense. Just multiple precedents being broken. And what is striking to me is, you know, we had the Oscar So White controversy come back again this year. And as The Hollywood Reporter analyzed, the Academy's attempts to diversify have improved things, but nonetheless, there is never going to be representation in the Academy reflecting the demographics of this country, at least, as long as they continue at this pace. Nonetheless, we're in this kind of strange whipsawing situation where we have the Oscar So White controversy in the nominations, and then this completely groundbreaking series of awards.
Yeah, those numbers showed that about 39% of the new members of the Academy over the past 5 years are outside America. And lo and behold, in 2020, we have the first Best Picture winner from outside America. And, you know, I think looking forward, let's talk about this from the business perspective, because yes, Parasite is going to do some additional box office. It's expanding wide this weekend and a bunch more people are going to see it, which is great. But the larger business issue here is that now every international distributor, every international filmmaker, producer, they all see an opportunity now. You can win Best Picture at the Oscars and all that that entails if you are a foreign language film. So everyone is now in the race. You're going to see it next year and beyond that films that maybe would have been pitched for the international Oscar are now going to go for the gold. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
So yes, we definitely see the changes happening at the same time that there's resistance to the change. But the other trend that's so alarming, I think, from the Academy's point of view is that the ratings for this show were way, way down this year.
Yeah, and that's interesting because 23.6 million tuned in. That's about 6 million down from last year, new all-time low for the show. You know, you can point to a lot of different factors. The acting races were all sewn up by the time the Oscars came, so there wasn't much drama there. Parasite is a foreign language film, and the box office on that was much lower than something like Joker or even 1917 if they had won. Obviously, the fractured media market makes, you know, staying even the new up. But the Globes were about the same as their previous ratings, and other award shows have stabilized, and the Oscars continues to drop. And that's got to be troubling for the Academy.
Yeah, and the Academy did its best to make this show entertaining and inclusive. I mean, I was so struck by the opening with Janelle Monáe, where there was an attempt to work in, first of all, many more people of color than were nominated by a landslide. And second of all, movies that were overlooked, because of course, many movies, including movies by women, were overlooked. And so there was this effort to make that work. And then there was this kind of odd sequence of things where people introduced other people to introduce awards. It was very strange, but they threw in a sort of randomly, although I have to admit, I really enjoyed it, this. So, you know, They tried to make it entertaining, but it was this hostless thing, I think, is maybe it's not quite working, and it was a bit all over the place.
Yeah, there were some people who were perplexed in the room as to why Eminem was performing. Yes, he did not perform when he actually won the Oscar.
Not just in the room, also in my living room.
I think an underestimated part of the ratings drop on the Oscars is the politics. We saw it at the Globes where Ricky Gervais, as a host, he didn't really play in the room, but people at home like that stuff. They like it when Hollywood gets called out. They don't like it when they feel like they're being lectured to by a bunch of celebrities. And right off the bat, we saw Brad Pitt go after the Republicans. We saw Chris Rock and Steve Martin do their monologue, which was very political. I do think that average viewers watching at home aren't tuning in for that, for politics, and they just tune out when they hear stuff that they don't like.
Well, it depends on what you mean when you say average viewer, right? I mean, if you're a person of color, you would definitely like it. And if you're wanting the lack of women to be addressed, then you like it too. So, you know, I think this is a period of sorting, not just for the Academy Awards, but for the business itself. And I'm not sure where it goes. I mean, we are seeing this business, you know, we were both out at parties this weekend and we went to one on Saturday night and there were talking to a lot of people in the industry. And there was just such a sense of dislocation, a sense that Fox no longer is there, that things feel very, very unstable at the old line studios, that nobody quite knows where the movie business is going. And so we're in that period of anxiety and sorting. And of course, one of the reasons I'll pivot to Netflix, they are one of the key reasons for this. You know, they started the streaming revolution and they opened the door. It was going to happen one way or another. But I will note, I don't know whether the Academy is still punishing Netflix, but they came up almost empty. I mean, Ford v. Ferrari, which was a surprise nominee in the Best Picture category, certainly got two Oscars, and so did Netflix with The Irishman, Marriage Story, all these movies. They got two for Best Documentary and Supporting Actress for Laura Dern.
Yeah, Netflix is probably a little disappointed, but they did have the most nominations of any distributor this year. So, you know, I don't think Netflix can be counted out quite yet.
I just hope they'll continue swinging for the fences because, of course, we all enjoy seeing the interesting, creative, fantastic movies that have emerged from these attempts to get into the game. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.